Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. We're talking this week about ways to insulate yourself against difficult times. And I opened yesterday suggesting that one way to insulate yourself against a financial hardship is to set up an emergency fund. So in the event that you lose your primary income source, like your job, you have at least 6 months worth of living expenses so that you could sustain yourself. Because the point I made is that a third of Americans are one paycheck away from homelessness. So it's very, very important to be prepared for things. And it's not just the loss of your job. It could be some other financial hardship. A family member needs something. There's an illness, but you never know what could come your way, so it's great to have that cushion. Well, one way to create the cushion is to save the money, and I would argue that that's probably the best way to do it. But there are other ways. And one of them is to, if you own a home, is to look at a home equity line of credit. So assuming you own the home and your home is worth at least 20% more than what you owe on your mortgage, you may be able to qualify to get a home equity line of credit. And the reason I say a line of credit as opposed to a loan, typically a home equity loan just gives you the equity in one lump sum. But rather than taking possession of that money, if you get a line of credit, it's just something that you can draw against. So in other words, typically you can write a check against that amount or withdraw that amount of money, and you only pay interest on that money that you have pulled out. As long as you don't draw on it, it just stays there. So the idea is if you've got a house, let's say that is worth, I'll make the numbers easy, $400,000, and your mortgage is only $200,000, you only owe that on the property, that means that there's $200,000 in equity. Now, if you do the math, that to get to 80% loan to value, that gives you another $100,000, maybe a little bit more than $100,000 that you could potentially draw from if you needed to. So the benefit there is you don't draw on it unless you need it. But that could serve as your emergency fund. So now you have a checkbook, and if something were to happen, you can always write a check against it and get your hands on the money. But yet, if you don't need it, you're not having to pay any interest on that money because you didn't draw on it. You just have to go through the process of qualifying, which is never a good time. But at least it's a nice way to create a cushion for yourself without having to put yourself through all kinds of headaches of saving a lot of money, and it's a way to just have it there available for you. So I would strongly urge, if you don't have a home equity line and you have the equity in your home, and especially if you don't have an emergency fund or a lot of savings around, this is a way to have it there. You can usually get it done within a couple of months in terms of the process, and you can have it available for you in the event that there's some type of emergency. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, I would ask you to subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I would love the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is a commitment to joining and get here a few minutes a day. That's all. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing the idea of having a marketable skill that allows you to earn a steady paycheck. We're going to talk about it in depth. We're going to use it as a way to discuss raising children and how the benefits of instilling this value in them. But for today, if you own a home and you have equity in that home and you don't have a strong emergency fund right now, here's a great way to create a cushion for yourself without having to go through the effort of saving all that money. If it's already in your house, why not have access to the money? The only point I'll make here is it does require some discipline. Don't spend it unless it's an absolute emergency.